We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the gurgling voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, stepping up to think about how fine a day it is to eat well and to be with people who also like to eat and who also like to eat other things, and put it all together and put it together and you get some strange analyses.
You get fat, it sounds like.
You can get that. You get what?
It sounds like you get
What's
fat.
What's the... Oh, get fat? Oh, yeah. Well, we you know, don't
put
talk
it together,
about that
you
too
eat
much.
This and that and this.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the food show, and that's what we're here for. And you heard just a moment ago an interesting
doggy panting.
Doggy panting is one thing, yeah. but also it seems that in Rome right now there's a controversy going on about the number of McDonald's and hamburgers and other things in general that have been allowed to post in their places in Rome.
Good.
Just came out.
Good.
Yeah. Why? Which side are you on, anyway?
I think that there is a certain character to a place that gets diminished when you continue to...
And who is that character? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist
it's
that.
It's diminish.
Diminish.
Yeah, Mr. Actually, diminish.
There actually is a guy who has an oddball name like... Well, I don't know if you could call that an
Folks,
oddball.
If you ever hear a crash from this end... It's one of us has become so restricted by wires and things that they just fall down. That's what it is.
Yeah, this is the tiniest little microphone garden I've ever seen.
And there are just wires just everywhere.
They
everywhere.
Are. But we are on the air and we're just
bizarre.
Rolling right along.
Hello,
and so
Ron. Yes.
Nothing new about
that. We're rolling
that.
Along.
So here we are.
What will today bring?
Oh, you just never... What? Oh,
great.
You've got
restaurant
something?
Report.
Oh, let's hear
yes.
it. No, we've got a big one for today. You fire
I think
away.
It's,
you,
I think it's
you
the same one.
Probably is.
Middendorf's.
Yes.
After the show yesterday, we went to Middendorf's.
Yeah.
In Slidell.
Well, we certainly did, and they've been talking about doing that for a long time. They've been, you know, the main Middendorf's out on your way to Manshack and out that way.
It's I think the official address is Akers, A-K-E-R-S.
It ought to be. It's a big, big area. But they've been talking about opening up a second location, and they have gone ahead and done it, and it opened on the 4th of July, I think.
It did, correct.
Although they told us that they are sure glad that we hadn't come by on the 4th of July because they would have been able to go nuts. And that's about the only way they could go is nuts.
Two-hour wait that lasted for a couple of weeks.
It was everywhere in that area. And this is the old part of Slidell as you're coming into the old highway.
Actually, it's sort of out on its own there. It's not really in the old part of Slidell at all.
Well,
it's
yeah, that's
right,
true.
It's right at the base of the bridge coming
the base
from
of
New
the
Orleans.
Bridge. Oh my!
And it
the
is
base of
it is
the bridge.
In
oh my.
A wonderful, actually, new part of Slidell called Oak Harbor, and if you are looking to go there, you would go from New Orleans right over that 5-mile bridge, and you just can't miss it. It's right there. We did not go that way because we were coming from the North Shore, but it's still very easy to find it. But it is, you know, I laughed when I left because I couldn't believe the amount of parking there was.
It really was
there, something. And I fully expect that every space will be taken.
Well, when we arrived, it was
I don't know if you saw there. There was just like two parking lots that were enormous off to the side, and I just thought, you know what, on a Sunday afternoon, there won't be a place to park around here. And it's really, you know, it's like you used to say, and you would still say if I asked you, but I don't.
Why not? You don't want to ask me anything? I'm not good enough to ask?
You don't go to new restaurants, and people still remember you saying that because you were really adamant about that. And, of course, Mary Lee and I always go to the place that's just opening. You know, I think there was some place, I can't remember who it was, where we were literally the first customers. We were literally the first customers. And I don't remember. She might remember what that was. But anyway, it just seemed like a good day to go to Middendorf yesterday. And it was a pleasant drive. And it was absolutely one of those high point restaurant experiences. I mean, I love the Pfeiffer's. And so Karen was sitting with us for a while, which made it fun. But the food was perfect. I mean, it was hot, crispy, absolutely as good as anything the other place was doing. Love the place. It's just fabulous. And I'm so excited to have it closer.
Yeah, a very rough, rustic kind of a place. And they used those big old hunks of wood that they get, believe it or not, sometimes like 50 or 100 mile deep in Lake Pontchartrain. They just sink to the bottom and they stay there for the rest of their lives, or just stay there, period.
Well, I don't know if this was driftwood. I know that he has done driftwood, and if this was driftwood, it's just mind-bogglingly
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
the place is gorgeous, you know. And it's big. It's not too big. I think they hit every note right. I do. I just am so excited for them. And if anyone remembers Carmelo, we were served by Carmelo's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Francesca, and it was fun to see her. And her parents are retired and still out there in Slidell. And hello to them. And it was just a fun, fun time. Really good. Great time.
Yeah. Well, it was really something to see, because for just the sheer size of the place. But the only thing I could think of that where you walk in and there's just about as many tables set up. It's a tape, not tables.
I guess they
tables.
Chimes.
Times. Yeah, the time. And
there's very little in common with the chimes, I think.
You don't think so?
I think you're thinking about it being rustic, and it's a totally, I won't say a totally different vibe. It is, you know, a lot of the same vibe, but I get much cleaner out of this place than
well,
chimes,
it is that
for
it,
sure.
It
and the
that.
Food is a lot better.
And
it was great. I really cannot recommend it highly enough. Don't listen to Tom about not going for 3 months or 6 months.
Well, I didn't do it.
Because it's ready. I think it's ready.
Oh, yeah.
I was most
These
impressed.
These guys know
with,
what they're doing.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when you get restaurateurs like this who just are top of the line, you know, it's going to be good.
There was one funny little thing that happened that was offbeat, but not enough to for me to get in any way worked up about it. I asked for the turtle soup, which I was surprised to even see on the menu, but there it was. And
Horst is making it himself.
And one of the waiters came over and actually I think it was one of their managers. And he was worked up because there was a cup of turtle soup, and right next to it, well, just the waiter said, what is that doing in there with rice? We don't put rice in
turtle soup. Yeah.
And I said, don't worry
well,
about
those
it.
Those kinds of things happen.
I don't put the sherry on top of turtle soup anyway, so just forget about it. And but the manager said, no, this isn't our spec on this. So the waiter took
So you got an extra
back,
turtle soup.
Brought an extra cup of turtle soup. They took the rice out. Actually, they didn't put any in the second gown round. It was just a cup of it. And it was really good, and it was the beginning of a lot of really good dishes.
It was good. It was really, you know, if I had to say there was something that I don't like about Middendorf's, it's that their coleslaw bears a visual resemblance to the coleslaw that sat in front of me at my grade school dining table. And it was traumatic for me to have to eat that coleslaw. And I never, and I had a thing about
it's
coleslaw.
It's chopped up as opposed
it's teeny
sliced.
Tiny chopped up, And I had a thing about coleslaw for a very long time. And then, of course, my mother was making coleslaw with just vinegar, and I didn't like that either. So it was, I would say, maybe only 20 years ago that I started eating coleslaw. I love coleslaw. It's one of my favorite things, but it's got to be coarse. Although yesterday I found it to be just fine. I think that the coleslaw, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, out on a limb. Wait, let me get the
parachute
better. For you.
I think the food is better in Slidell.
Than in the original?
I think it is.
Well, that's you get excited over it.
I said I may go out on a limb here, but I felt that I enjoyed the food more yesterday.
Well,
I did. Well. Now, I am not all about the food. So it may have been the emotional factor of being A, closer to home and didn't have to drive as far, B, just absolutely blown away by how gorgeous the place is. And so I don't, you know, Ron, the problem is not really that his mic is down low. It's that he's so far away from his mic. Can you lean up, Tom, the mic like I'm doing?
How about this? Is that any better?
No, don't start with the buttons.
I've been told it's beautiful.
How about this? That's just good.
We'll lean in.
How's that? Or maybe, Anyway, I am susceptible to factors other than just food. So the fact that it was a beautiful place, I love the Pfeiffers. Karen was over visiting. It was nice to see Francesca again. There were all these factors that contributed to the experience, and I just really loved the experience. So, but I still say I think the food was really good.
I think the same thing.
It was really good. And she said something that I thought was really interesting. Obviously, the thing that people go to Middendorf's for is the thin, crispy catfish. And she had told me, or someone there told me, that it's an 85% thin to 15% ratio of thin to thick. So, you know, just gobs more of the thin catfish goes out of the kitchen than the thick.
Oh, yeah.
Which is no surprise. I would imagine that. But
yeah, it's been like that for a long time.
But I wonder what the percentage of any other kind of food, because it's quite a big menu.
Big menu.
Yeah. And you know, no one ever goes past that. I mean, I know I never go past the thin catfish, but I actually looked at the menu with an intent to get a few other things last night. And it was funny, when she sat down and started talking to us, she was talking about how different things are in the Slidell location than in the Manchac location, and how the orders for food are different, and how much more adventuresome. And I don't think of Slidell as a particularly adventuresome clientele, but maybe it's that a lot of people are coming from the South Shore.
Before you go any farther with that, I'm making a little note to myself. Let's talk about Slidell eating.
Yeah, in general?
Because we've never really done it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
We'll return to this in a little while.
Yeah, so she was talking about the people who will ask for specials, and how much more broiled seafood there is going out of the kitchen from Slidell versus Manchac, and just all the differences. And I have to say that I'm just going to have to go hungrier next time, because I can't move past the thin catfish. It's the only place you can get it. It's really, really great. And why would you not get it? But I did want to try a few other things on the menu.
What were you looking at?
I was looking at what amounted to, I guess, shrimp remoulade, and I would imagine at Middendorf's it would be served in like an ice cream scoop, just like a, you know, on some lettuce. But I don't find that offensive. I just would imagine that's how they would serve it at Middendorf's. But I was looking at what amounted to a shrimp remoulade, and I will get that the next time.
But well, you have a lot of things to choose from.
There's a lot. I mean, you got those oysters that you ordinarily would not have gotten. Were you, before I made you get those oysters, had you ordered the raw oysters?
I was putting in an order. Listen to this. I was asking for an order of char-broiled oysters.
Yeah, they don't have that.
They don't have that there. Yeah. And somebody mentioned that.
They don't need to have that there.
Well, it was a jump in my brain, which isn't a very long jump, no matter how you get that. But it's that's something that is a different.
Had.
It's right. It's a different restaurant's specialty. And they figure if one of them has a specialty like that, then all of them should have it, which is a strange way of a brain to work. But then again, as I tell you.
So you got the oysters.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Italian oysters.
Yeah, they make a soup out of that. No, they don't. No, wait a minute. No, it's like a little casserole,
yes.
And it's Italian-style soup.
Right.
I didn't get that.
No, you did. You got the Italian oysters. It was in a little ramekin.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Is that what that was? I wasn't sure.
It actually was a little bit more like an oyster patty, like the filling for an oyster patty.
By the way, I talked to Oyster Patty a couple of days ago.
You did?
Yeah. Glad to see her again.
Yeah. Anyway, it was great. Anybody been to the new Middendorf's? Would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, what do you think? Just opened.
We were thrilled by it.
Looks great. Casual. You don't have to worry about that. And
you know what else she said, which I thought was really fascinating?
Yeah.
She said there's quite a bar scene there. That there's obviously, and no one would be surprised by this, that there's no bar scene at the other one at all. But at this one, there's quite a bar scene, which I find kind of interesting.
Well, yeah.
Not terribly surprising. I mean, you know, they're
working people
in Slidell who are probably thrilled to have them open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a pretty big space where they have the bar.
It's gorgeous. I mean, the whole thing is just like beautifully, beautifully well done.
In case you're just joining us, this is about Middendorf's. Middendorf's, you probably know the new road from Laplace all the way up to Lafayette.
In Slidell. The Middendorf's in Slidell. Middendorf's and Slidell is the one we're talking about.
And they
about.
Have a new one, and it is in
Slidell.
In Slidell, so...
Oh, my goodness. It's National Catfish Month. How appropriate that we're starting this show by talking about Middendorf's.
Yeah, well, that worked out well.
August is National Catfish Month.
So there was that. You know what? This is just how I would react to something, and others would react would better. But that is a huge part of Slidell now. It's a bunch of different sorts of...
What is a huge part of Slidell?
Where you have many, many, many houses in developments of many, many kinds, and they can be a little confusing. I'm not very confused. Well, I'm pretty confused to begin with, is what I'm trying to say. But I found that a little peculiar. Fortunately, it's a huge building that you can see from a long way off.
Well,
so
you can't miss it. It's white.
Yeah.
It's got Middendorf's on the top of it, and it's right in it's like in a wide open space right off the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot be missed, even if you don't have your GPS working. So anyway, Middendorf's, the new one in Slidell, highly, highly recommend it. We should do an Eat Club there, and we will do an Eat Club there.
Yeah,
people are always asking us about Eat Clubs. This would be a great one to do.
We've done quite a few of them over the years.
Do we have a phone call? You want a break, Ron?
We're going to go in a minute. Yeah, we'll be back with more of the food show in a moment, but first, please, this. Hello there. It's the Food Show coming to you on 105.3 FM HD2. It's the Food Show now on the air in New Orleans for 32 years. I'm here with
we're in the 32nd Marianne. Year. We just made 31 2 weeks ago.
31 and 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which two? No, I forgot.
The 18th of July.
The 18th of July. I'm looking at a couple other things on my list here, and one of them...
Can I go on and talk about catfish while you're looking at your list?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I would like to know, you know, I used to love fried catfish.
Yeah.
And
you don't
I almost
anymore?
Never eat it. The only place I ever eat it is at Middendorf's, which I think is farm-raised. I can't imagine they do the volume that they do without, you know, having it be farm-raised. But wild-caught catfish is becoming a thing around town, and a lot more mm-hmm. people are using Des Allemans catfish, which I think is great. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah, and what you have written in your gazetteer is that that farm-raised catfish is smaller, which is obvious. You can see that. And that it has a cleaner flavor. And I would disagree with that. I think that...
You would disagree?
Yeah, I think that wild catfish has almost... Well, it has a wild flavor to it. It's a very strong... It's a much stronger flavor to me anyway. And I'm not sure I like it.
Hmm.
I know. I have to... Who's got... Anybody out there know who's got really great fried catfish that is wild-caught catfish that I should try before saying that?
Let's see. Bistro or Orleans? That's what they... Since
yes.
the day they opened, that's all they've had is
yeah, I didn't care for that. So I don't know if it's the wild flavor or if it's just, I don't know what it is, but I would like to try one or two more wild Des Allemans catfish portions in order to determine whether or not I maybe just am mm-hmm. not loving on the fried catfish.
Well, we have one of our listeners and might have something on this. David, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom.
Faded
band here. Yeah, can you hear me okay? Sometimes this Bluetooth doesn't work too good.
There's
a
little
it's very
echo effect, but we can live with it.
What's up? No, this is better. It's just a Samsung Galaxy phone, little smartphone. Look, Tom, I'm an attorney, right near Tulane and Broad, and I don't know if you know anything about Ethiopian food. I just rented my lower space in my law office to a charming lady named Baruch Alamehu. And I think she lived in Atlanta. She's always wanted to open up an Ethiopian restaurant because it's culturally just a fun way to eat. You know, they.
It is.
They
you
eat,
have
like,
those,
with their fingers.
Those. Yeah, those meat. I'm sorry. I confuse myself sometimes. But those. They're almost like, gosh, what's the
oh, no.
word?
She's right here. I'll have her explain it to you.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah,
Bert. She's a little,
you,
little
you put
shy.
The food in the middle of it. It's almost like a taco or a, but it has a taste all its own and a lot of heritage.
I know.
Yeah.
Very spicy. I just had a salad. It had so many jalapenos in it, and you need the injera bread to kind of calm your taste buds down. And you know, they have a lot. I think they like vegetables, and I just had like a veggie combo. I didn't call you up. I didn't call her up to plug or anything, but I'm just so excited about this food.
This is the exact same thing that we do here on our program all the time. But you used a word in there that's one that people could remember. Injera or injera, I'm not sure which is the right way. It's
L-N-I-G-E. How do you spell it?
I-N-J-E-R-A.
R-A. Yeah. And it's like a crepe, but it's not sweet. It's starchy.
It's like sourdough. You ever?
It's like.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved sourdough bread from like Breads on Oak, but this is. Yeah, it's just a whole different thing. It's made from different kind of flour. What do they call that flour? Teff flour. A very fine sort of seed. It's not like regular flour, you know, from wheat, but it's, I don't know, it's like a grass that they make into a certain kind of fine flour. It's amazing.
It goes back a million years, people using that in that part of the world, Ethiopia.
Yeah. I know.
We have a few restaurants here that serve that, mostly around Magazine Street. But Off and on, we've had them come and go. So it seems like it would fit right into our culture here, so why not?
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope she's not going to – she's here to stay, I hope. You know,
I hope so, too.
Summertime. It's kind of slow right now, but we got, like, unlimited parking. And I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to work with her.
All
she's
right.
just so tuning. She teaches – she's like a professor at SUNO. She teaches business administration. And she's a very bright lady. You got a PhD or something? She does have a PhD.
I mean,
opening an Ethiopian restaurant is just sort of a little sideways,
wow.
you know?
That's amazing.
And it really is. I mean, do you all ever come out, you know, do like interviews or something in the
field?
Oh,
sure, yeah. Yeah, we'll look into that, doing it in the next few days or weeks or whatever.
I mean, really, you could bring that.
Would be fun.
We're just on the radio now, right? Don't you have a TV show, too? I mean, I apologize for not, being a little...
Let's just put it this way. Mm-hmm. I have a face for radio. I never did TV particularly well. Radio is my medium. But you get the point across in radio when you want to.
I was trying to think of that joke, but what's the difference between, I don't know, whatever, it's a joke, but, you know, my face and my butt, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, we have another caller, so let's
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Do me
a favor. Can you do me this favor? Send me an email to tom@nomenu.com. tom@nomenu.com. And tell me... And put the lady's name in there, and we'll get in touch with her and ask her if she want to come on the radio show and talk about it.
Oh, her son is the real promoter. Okay.
Well, then we'll definitely get him because
he's on some television.
Yeah.
And he was on channel. What channel was he on?
Channel 4.
But
we're going to move on. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, and I look forward to seeing this. All right. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. He's William?
William.
Okay.
New caller is William. Hey,
okay.
William.
Well, welcome to the Food Show.
Thank you so much. I've never called a radio show before. But
welcome.
I must say it's certainly a pleasure to have you as an addition.
Thank you. No, you're not
it's
the addition.
It's a recent addition. We've only been on the air for 32 years. We really have, too,
almost
by the way.
That long. I'm originally from Bogalusa. I hadn't been there. But all the wood in both of the restaurants is cypress, and it's hundreds and hundreds of years old. And surprisingly enough, the largest antique heart pine and cypress digger in the South is in Bogalusa.
Yeah, that's where he's getting it.
And he has an 8-foot saw that cuts slabs of sinker cypress.
So this is submerged cypress. This is actually driftwood. Is that right?
No. In the old days, the only way to get lumber to a mill was to float it. About 6 months before they felled the trees, they had what's called barkers, and they had like a horseshoe giant tool that they stripped the limbs and cut the bark to let the sap out so the tree would lose enough weight to float.
Mm-hmm.
But they got greedy and started felling the trees after a month or two, and 40% of the cypress, especially from the Ponchatoula cypress area, sank to the bottom of Moorabah.
Oh.
And these trees are gigantic.
I can't believe how big they are.
I've seen when I was in Bogalusa, the guy's name is Will Branch. And he's
that's exactly right. That's what she said.
Will Branch. He knows. Sounds like the name of a guy who was the
it's appropriate
attorney
Will Branch,
to the
huh?
Saints or something.
So he cuts this with his saw, and these are slats that are about 3 feet wide.
Oh, I know. His saw, which he bought in Australia, can cut up to 8 foot wide.
It's crazy. They're beautiful.
Well, years ago, I was there when he was cutting the slabs. I heard about him. And he has about 200 acres of millions of board feet. When he goes out, he buys old mills and takes everything. But this particular lumber is sinker cypress, which may have laid on the bottom of Maurepas for a couple hundred years. And just immaculate. No nail.
And they're exquisite. They're absolutely, I mean, I literally sat there with my mouth open for about 15 minutes. I was embarrassing myself. It was gorgeous.
It is amazing. And those are one piece slabs.
I know. That's the incredible part. I mean, they're about 3 feet wide and they're about 12 feet tall and about 2 inches thick or 3 inches thick, and I'm thinking, my gosh, where do they get this?
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh, Tom, that means
you're
you have to
quite
go.
Welcome.
Tom just jumps in.
No, I was just making it clear in case you just joined us. We're talking about Middendorf's, which has opened its second location. This one is in Slidell now as of a few weeks ago, and they are open and there and ready to go. And part of the decor there are these immense
slabs. I would say the focus of the decor is that. William, I'm glad that you've never, I'm sorry that this is the first time that you were motivated to call, but I'm very glad that you were motivated to call on this point because I learned a little bit more about this operation.
Thank you so much. I'm still shaking from being on the radio.
Don't worry about it. Believe me, if only you know who you were talking to, it would not be
too
worked
up. Well, thank
you
for calling, William.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for taking my call.
I'm excited. I want to go there. 260-6368 is the number.
And that's us, all right. And let's see, do we need a break?
Yeah, that's what he said. 260-6368.
We will resume in just a moment after. First, please, this. Our late friend, Dr. John. All right.
Yeah, when you get ready, Tom.
All right. Dr. John, we've lost him, but we haven't lost him because he's still out there listening to us somewhere, and so are we. And this is the food show, and where we can adjust our palates and going for the best food around. We'd love to hear from you about what you've been eating. If you have a report on anything, go ahead and give it to us because you don't have to match what we're saying around here or thinking. Because if there's something that appeals to you that you went to, a restaurant you went to that turned you on, or something you've been cooking at home that's turning out really good, please let us know about us. Let's talk about it in a way that is cogent. But anyway, but do also let us know about the food that you have been running into, and let us know about it because we're all eating. Our number is 260-6368, 260-6368. And if you call right now, you'll get right in, 260-6368.
So
I am
back
Tom
to
Fitzmaurice,
catfish.
And back to catfish, I'm being
back
told.
Back to catfish. So you have on your website... Well, actually, on the old website you have, which we haven't actually made the transition to bring this over to the other.
I had a dream last night about all of that.
Well, let's not.
Why not? Dreams are important. Or are they?
I've never met anyone who likes to talk about their dreams more than you, Tom.
Really?
That is for sure. Oh, well, like by some exponential amount, like really a lot. Anyway.
Am I to be ashamed of this?
No, you're proud of it. The catfish coating that you talk about on your gazetteer is cornmeal, which you say is the best. And you know what? I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But I also think that this blend of cornmeal and flour, I guess it's corn flour.
Yeah.
What do most people use in restaurants? Is it corn flour? Is it flour or is it cornmeal?
It is both at the same time. It has a name called cream meal. Mm. And I could name you a few locations that particularly use that. And what you get with that is cornmeal and corn flour. Corn flour, in case you've never used it before, is, you know, that stuff you can buy in the supermarket
and make
called,
the cornbread out of it?
Well, no, it's got a name. Like, usually fish fry is the general.
Ah, I see. Uh-huh.
So if you have half and half fish fry and cornmeal, and you use that to coat your catfish, you will get the ultimate. At least that's the way I like it.
So Louisiana fish fry is the pinnacle in your mind.
I think it's definitely okay. That.
All right, Gregory is there. Hello, Gregory.
Gregory, welcome to the food show.
Hey, it's just me. It's just me. Good afternoon, both of you guys. How are you?
Mean just you, Gregory. You're a staple of the show.
And let me get the
staples. I'm shaking right now. I'm shaking. I get nervous when I get on the
What happened to my staple is – wait, well, here it is. I've got my –
No, I thought that last caller was quite terrific. You know, he's been listening to you a long time.
The guy about the wood, wasn't that incredible?
Yeah. The guy was from Bogalusa, and he was talking about how it worked.
Have you been to the new Middendorf's yet?
Not yet, but I'm glad that you guys went. So now I have, you know, that's why I listen to the show. But of course, I love the old one. You know, I mean, that's like a family tradition.
I'd be curious to hear what you think about the new one. Yeah.
I can't wait to check it out. It's actually a little closer for me, too. Believe it or not, living in Metairie, it's actually closer to go to Slidell than it is to go all the way across over there, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's what I said to her when we were talking. I said, I wonder how many, because, you know, you have the original, and the original is,
right.
What? Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The original,
well,
you go ahead. I'm hearing like a feedback.
No, don't worry about that.
Yes.
The original is iconic, and so it's really hard. It's really hard to tear yourself away from the iconic. But I'm going to tell you what. It took me about 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
What?
I will be
terrific news. I got that impression when you were first started talking about it, Marianne. I got that impression, and that's a tribute to Horace and his wife. And I was so glad that you got to see Francesca, because I used to love Clarence Restaurant. Even when they were, I mean, I go way back to when they were on Decatur Street. I thought that Carmelo's was probably the best for about a good decade, the best Italian restaurant in the entire city. I'm not kidding.
It's good stuff.
And
it would be hard to top Del Porto for me, but.
That's true, but there was no Del Porto back then.
Right. Well, I think there was, and they were just getting started. But I didn't realize they'd been closed for 5 years already.
But I'm a South Shore guy, and I didn't really get to know the North Shore all that often until my parents moved after Katrina in, like, 07 or 08. And then that's when I really started. I mean, we would go up there to go to Trey Inn, and we'd go to Nuvolari's and stuff like that if it was a special event. But now that my parents live up there, it was an excuse for me to go up there more often. And, of course, to visit my friend who lives right across the street from you guys. And then we would often go out to eat. But It was so great. I also wanted to mention this. It was so great you guys got Ron Sciartino on yesterday, and I don't mean to go back to the Stephen and Martin thing. I thought that was terrific. I thought that was just so terrific listening to him, and he had filled in a lot of the spots that I didn't remember about the progression of that old place that I love very, very, very much. And I was remiss for not remembering him when I brought up
Stephen
the other
Martin.
Show. Sorry. Yeah,
Stephen
at Stephen and Mark's in 4141.
Well, now today's
really great.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I jumped.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Ron Sciartino. Yeah, he was a guy I knew back in the day too, and I was just remiss that I didn't remember his name when we were reminiscing yesterday. It's just,
all right,
you know.
So I have a question for you, Gregory.
Sure.
That was yesterday's reminiscences.
I just wanted to compliment you guys on getting them on the air because I, you know, I can't call back twice in one day.
No, you're right. You can't. But I have you now. So let me ask you what your remembrances of the Bayou Ridge Cafe are.
Oh, I do remember that. Boy, oh boy. Quite good and quite fond. Gee whiz. Oh, golly. See, that's another restaurant that I forgot about, that, you know, back in the misty,
you know,
haze of my memory.
You do. And then you see it and you go, oh, I remember that place. But I love the Bayou Ridge Cafe. I think, though, that that was one of those.
It was
houses.
That location, though, that was so weird, and it didn't work out for a lot of people. I know that.
Getting there was kind of scary almost. It was.
Well, back in the day, it wasn't as easy to get in as it is now, I guess. Because I know the taste buds try to make it go a bit, because it was a semolina for quite a while, and then it was that experimental Mexican place, which I really loved, and I can't even remember the name of it anymore.
And when shall we...
What was... Wait, I'm trying to think of it, too, now. I can't
remember the name either,
oh
Mary.
Oh, my gosh. What is the name of the place that precedes the Zia? Oh my goodness,
right,
and I loved it, too.
It was a very unusual name. It was a Aztec or Mayan name or something like that. I can't
remember.
But whatever Greg Reggio and Hans and those guys get their hands on, it usually comes out quite good, you know.
Absolutely.
And I was just thrilled. That's why I called to hear about the new Middendorf. And of course, I ever, you know, I could go back about Bella Luna in time. We had many wine dinners there back in the day before he moved out of there. And it was just, like you said, for many years, just the best place to sit and look at the river in the entire city, if you ask me, because you were really right up on the river, and the
it's
food.
It's still the best place to look
itself.
At the river.
Oh, it spoke for itself. You have those high-rise restaurants now that look on the river, but it's not the same intimate setting that Horst made it. And Bella Luna was probably the most romantic restaurant for a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Have we, noted where the name of the place came from?
No, I don't know. I know Bella Luna. Are you talking about Bella Luna? It means pretty moon, a good moon.
Visado, that's the name.
That was
starting
it.
To be like Tom.
That was it. I couldn't remember the name either.
Tom will
Thank
try
you,
to
Marianne.
Think of something, and then like an hour and a half later, it'll come out of his
mouth.
Wait,
did somebody say?
Oh, my gosh.
Did
Visado,
somebody?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Visado.
That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
No, that was the one that preceded Zia, where it is now, and it was after Semolina. And it had been vacant for
What was the name?
Mazzotto.
Mazzotto.
There's another one.
Oh, there was another one in between there? Oh,
yep.
Golly. Well, then
there's
you got me. And I
Bayou something or other.
No.
Oh, the Bayou Ridge Cafe was there many years before. That was the original location. It used to be a florist shop, and then Bayou Ridge came in.
Yes.
Right. Because
yes.
I know because my grandmother and my grandparents, and now my mom, unfortunately, is buried right there at Metairie Cemetery, and that's the florist we used to use. That's how I remember that, unfortunately. But, it was a florist shop. The first restaurant there was the Bayou Ridge Cafe.
Bayou Ridge, that's it. Well, who thought of that? Me.
You did.
I wrote an article.
What, do you want a prize or something?
I was writing an article for, if I remember right, it was New Orleans Magazine, which I did a lot of work for back then. I wrote an article about the way that on the Metairie Ridge and the heights of the terrain.
The highest part of the city.
Yeah,
right.
And they thought that was an interesting concept, the people who owned it, and they named the restaurant after the...
really?
Yeah.
Who was the lady's name? Who was it?
She had a business.
That was it, though. The restaurant, that was her one foray into restauratory,
It was a very interesting restaurant, and they did very well, but I'm not...
Did it go away with Katrina?
I don't think so. I think it was gone by then.
No, that was pre-Katrina, I believe, Marianne.
All right.
I think, though, that the Buds didn't pick up that location until
Oh, Katrina, no.
Right?
Yeah.
No, long before?
After the people Ron Fiorentino was working for. Yeah.
Ron now and then tries to break it and go, we need a break. We need a break.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know, I could go on and on, but I was just thrilled that you got Chef Ron on yesterday and that, you know, we were able to. And then I'm so thrilled about Horse Fight's new place. And
yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You have to go check it out. Now, let me ask you this real quick before you leave. So, Bayou Ridge long gone before Katrina? Was the semolina
long
before?
Gone. Because
it was. Okay. All right.
It had been a semolina for about 10 years.
All right.
So long, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right. We need to take a break. 260-6368. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to 105.3 WWL
FM
HD2.
And we will return with more of it in a moment. But first, please, this. You about food, about restaurants, about cooking, the people you know, the people you wish you knew, and whatever else we can put in to give some good stories to you and to all the rest of us, too. 260-6368 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. No matter what it is you want to talk about or anything along those lines, give us a buzz. We'll get you in.
I'm going to throw out some questions. These are things that I wish to be enlightened about.
You are?
I wish to be enlightened about the following things.
Uh-huh.
We can do this on the other side of the break. If you have the answers to the following questions, I would love to hear them, 260-6368.
Uh-huh.
First one is, who is doing a wild-caught catfish fried that would knock my socks off?
Mm.
Okay?
Good one.
Because I have yet to find that.
Barrows.
Okay.
Have you been to Barrows?
Is that wild-caught, though?
You know,
I'm not sure. Wild caught catfish fried. Okay.
Yeah, I'd check that out.
The other one is, what is your method of frying that you prefer? Is it cornmeal?
Yes.
Is it corn
flour? Or
is it this
together.
Cream meal that you're talking about?
Yeah.
What is the coating on your fried catfish that you like? And the third one is, can someone explain the popularity of the Rum House to me?
The Rum House?
The Rum House.
Tell me where that is, because I went
to breakfast today to the Red Dog Diner.
Where's that now?
The Red Dog Diner is the adjacent restaurant, tiny little place next to the Rum House, which is wildly, spectacularly, incredibly popular on Magazine. I think it's at 9th Street. And I don't get the Rum House, okay? I've never gotten the Rum House.
I don't either. I don't even know what it is. Tell me
that the Rum House is as wildly successful as it is, but I just don't get it.
Where is it? And tell me again.
Rum House on 9th at Magazine, which is right across. There's a new place also that used to be Ignatius. Right across from there.
That was a great restaurant.
It's now like a breakfast. It's like a, you know, it's a hip kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
It's got beignets and I think bubbles and bites or something like that.
Yeah, red beans. They had poor boys. Their poor boys were very good.
Yeah, that was Ignatius, but this is something different now. And also Haydell's is getting into the act. They have a little breakfast, like coffee place two doors down.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went to the Red Dog Diner. It was a really interesting menu. And I'm kind of intrigued by this whole little operation here. So if anyone knows any stories about it, I know who the owners are, actually. And they're related to my cousins. But anyway, let's talk about that if anybody's interested in doing that. 260-6368. You are listening to WWL.
105.3 FM HD2. Stay tuned. More of the food show coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.